On Tough Stuff. What a child goes through is hard to explain. We've been through stress, anger, hurt, and pain. Adults know what a child goes through because, you see, they've been through it too. What a child goes through is sometimes insane. Sometimes people offer us drugs like cocaine. And now and again, on dark, scary nights, we hear sirens and gunshots because of gang fights. Death takes family and friends. Divorce takes them too. Oh, if you only knew what a child goes through. Shannon M. O'Brien, 11, and Ashley O'Brien, 13. For the Best by April Townsend, 12. It was 2 days after the tragic school shooting in Colorado, and I was feeling bad about what had happened to the students there. My school began having a lot of bomb threats, and it seemed that police cars were there often. I was standing with my friend Amberly and her boyfriend when he casually said, "I'm going to blow up the school and kill everyone." I asked, "Why would you want to do that?" He said, "I just do," and walked away. I was scared because no one had ever said anything like that to me before. I found out when talking to other friends that he also bragged about this to other people. My friends told me that I should tell an adult what he had said, but I was too scared, and I made them promise not to tell anyone either. One day, Amberly and I were talking about what he had said when a teacher overheard our conversation. She took me out in the hallway and made me tell her who had said it and what they had said. At first, I refused to say a word. She told me it really was for the best, so I told her. I felt awful for doing it. I was angry with her for making me tell who said it. I wasn't sure he really meant it, and I didn't want him to get into trouble. He got suspended for 2 days and had 2 days of in-school detention after that. I sometimes wonder if I had not told, would he have done what he said he was going to do? The guys in Colorado seem pretty normal to a lot of people. The bottom line is that you should never joke around about something as serious as killing people. If you do, responsible people have no choice but to have you checked out to ensure everyone else's safety. After he was suspended, the whole sixth grade had an assembly. The principal and counselors told the students that there was a kid who was making threats and that he was suspended. I decided later to tell him that it was me who told so he wouldn't speculate about who did it. I was surprised to find that he was not angry with me for doing what I did. He was able to get help for his feelings and behavior. Many people are in the same situation that I was in. If your friend is saying threatening stuff like my friend was, then they obviously need help. Soon. It seems like when one school shooting happens, then another one occurs not too long after that. If there were any way that you could prevent one school shooting, it could perhaps save your own life and many others as well. If I had to do it all over again, I would, because it really was for the best. If you're aware of dangerous or illegal activity that has happened or is going to happen at your school, tell this information to a trusted adult, or in the case of an emergency, call 911. If you would like information on starting a student-led Safe School Initiative, SAVE chapter, contact the Center for the Prevention of School Violence at www.ncsu.edu/cpsv/. If you would like to report your concerns about an act or potential act of violence, contact WAVE America, Working Against Violence Everywhere, at www.waveamerica.com. You do not have to give your name.